From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama unveiled a new plan Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants.
And today we're here to announce America's Clean Power Plan, a plan 2 years in the making and the single most important step America has ever taken in the fight against global climate change. Right now, our power plants are the source of about a third of America's carbon pollution. That's more pollution than our cars, our airplanes, and our homes generate combined. That pollution contributes to climate change, which degrades the air our kids breathe. 2 years ago, I directed GINA and the Environmental Protection Agency to take on this challenge. And today, after working with states and cities and power companies, the EPA is setting the first ever nationwide standards to end the limitless dumping of carbon pollution from power plants.
The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Secretary of State John Kerry says Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to the region's security once it is fully implemented. He said the two sides also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Appearing with Kerry, Qatari Foreign Minister Khaled Al-Ahyari offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. The two sides discussed other regional issues, including Libya's unrest. This is VOA News. A wildfire ranging through Northern California has doubled in size, threatening homes and businesses, while spreading to other northwestern states. The blaze has scorched about 24,000 hectares of land and destroyed 24 homes and 26 outbuildings in the Lower Lake area, located north of San Francisco. California authorities have called for more than 12,000 residents to evacuate the area. Many of the wildfires were sparked by lightning, spread through a combination of dry trees and heavy winds. But by Monday, lower temperatures and higher humidity were allowing firefighters to tackle the blaze. Authorities in Myanmar say 46 people are now dead after several days of flash flooding and landslides. The Ministry of Relief and Resettlement announced Monday that about 200,000 residents in northern and western Myanmar have been affected by the disaster, as the government, military, and relief organizations scramble to carry out rescue operations and provide aid. Weeks of heavy rains made worse by a cyclone that hit late last week caused flooding and landslides that have hit the western part of the country hardest. A new survey in the United States shows by a 2-to-1 margin Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program, think it will make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed registered U.S. voters by a 57% to 28% margin oppose a deal the United States and five of the world powers finalized last month with Tehran. On the heels of a landmark visit to Kenya and Ethiopia, where President Barack Obama declared Africa is on the move, he honed the message, this time to 500 young leaders visiting from sub-Saharan Africa. The continent has achieved historic gains in health, from fighting HIV/AIDS to making childbirth safer for women and babies. Millions have been lifted from extreme poverty. So this is extraordinary progress, Mr. Obama said. Greek stocks plunged Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks, losing nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading, but later recovering some lost ground. By the day's end, Greek markets closed down 16% with bank stocks battered as the Greek government struggles to negotiate a new bailout with its international creditors. And Hitchbot, the talkative Canadian hitchhiking robot that met an untimely demise at the hands of vandals in the United States, might get a new lease on life. Its creators, Frank Zeller and David Smith, say they have been overwhelmed with offers to help revive the robot since it was vandalized beyond repair during the weekend on the streets of Philadelphia. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.